Final round of locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as Substate gearing up next week across the state. And now we talk Nemaha Central basketball, joined by girls head coach Haddon Hilchin, and is presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, again, congrats on all the success this season so far. You close out the regular season Tuesday night with a win at Riverside, 42-30. Your team earning at worst at least a share of the Big 7 league title. It's the fifth in a row for your team. Hiawatha still has to play Sabetha tonight, so depending on what happens there, if Hiawatha wins, they'll at least share it with you. If Sabetha wins, you'll win it outright. But regardless, you earn at least a piece, five in a row for the league champions. What does that say just about the culture and the consistency that this program has had over the years?
I think it says a lot, not only about the culture, the program, the community, the parents and everything, the time they invest. Everyone's a part of it. And it's a great program, great culture to be a part of. The kids embrace it. And, you know, these girls didn't waver. We were sitting 3-3 right after Christmas break. And a lot of people were probably thinking, you know, that there's no way they can win the league. But we never wavered and just continued to try to get better each and every day. And the girls did that and put themselves in a great opportunity to come out and win the league. And I guess we'll be cheering for Sabetha on Thursday night.
That would give it an outright league title if Sabetha is able to up into Hiawatha tonight. But we'll see how that goes. But now you get the rest of the week off. You get your sights set on the 3A substate with Silver Lake, or at Silver Lake, I should say, next week. And the opening round games will be on Tuesday. And I know we've talked in the past, you could argue this could be the most deep and talented girls 3A substate. When you look at a team at Silver Lake, they're the top seed. Just one loss on the year. You got Jeff West, who's won 14. You have you guys are the 3 seed, surprisingly enough, with a 15-5 record. Hiawatha with 16 wins. So it's just talented across the board. You guys will get Sabetha in the opening round at Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. You guys will host that game. You know, what's the mindset and how does the preparation look compared to maybe the regular season? What does it look like now going into Substate?
We'll throw more of a scout out in postseason play than we do during the regular season. But obviously, familiar foe that we get to play right off the bat. And, you know, I joked with Coach Bauman on Saturday that it wouldn't be right if Sabetha and Nemaha didn't play in a substate, to try to knock each other out. So, we're excited for that opportunity to do that on our home floor. I know the girls will be ready for it. And, you know, great opportunity for us to start another postseason run.
Yeah, in the regular season matchups, it was splits with the road teams winning. Sabetha won on your home floor back in early January, 40-28, but then you guys answered the call just a couple of weeks ago going to Sabetha and getting that one 36-30, so you'll get them a third time with plenty more on the line. So again, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Just again, kind of the overall takeaways of this substate and how deep it really is.
It's from top to bottom, very solid all the way around. You know, there's no gimme, no one game that you can circle and say, oh, this is an easy win. I know Sabetha's played Silver Lake tough one time this year, and the rest of us have kind of all beaten each other. So, postseason play, anything can happen. It's a one-game opportunity, and hopefully we give ourselves three opportunities to get the job done.
Nemaha Central girls basketball coach Haddon Hilchin joining us. Substate looms large next week. The Silver Lake 3A Substate Thunder, the 3 seed at 15-5. They will get Sabetha for a third time in the first round, Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at Nemaha Central. Winner will get the winner on Friday next week of the Hiawatha-Marysville game. So, again, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch transpire next week. Coach, we appreciate it all throughout the course of the year. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll follow along next week.
Hey, thank you for everything you guys do in promoting the high school kids. You guys do a great job.